Welcome to the show about food, fun places, and the mayhem of life. It's the Tyler Glenn Show.
Is Crumble Cookie coming to Manitoba? Look at this beach bunker. Look at this. Joy to the world. Happy Monday to you. Okay, so coming up on the show today, Crumble Cookies. There's a lot of excitement about Crumble coming to Manitoba. Apparently two locations. Oh my God, Crumble Cookie. If you booked your Christmas vacation through Air Transat, I've got some concerning news. This morning could be a strike headed for that airline. We've got the latest on that coming up. Also, the world's most favorite food, pizza. Pizza is changing. It's changing right before our eyes. Oh, you know what? Before COVID, the world was just a normal place to be. It's not normal anymore. Everyone's getting skinny. People are cutting back on pizza. The pizza business is changing in a big way, and we'll talk a bit about that this morning. But probably the biggest of the big stories this morning is the weather. We have got really, really nasty winds coming in. And that's going to be the big story for us this week. Now, we've got calm today, but we do have some winds coming into the area along with some moisture. So this is going to be a very tricky situation over the next couple of days, okay? Because these winds can gust upwards of 100 kilometers an hour plus, this will start out as rain and freezing rain, and this could get really bad real quick. Now, at this point in time, Environment Canada has issued a special weather statement. It's more of an advisory for the area saying, look, the winds are going to get really nasty Tuesday into Wednesday, and with moisture coming in, it is going to get slick to start, and we could have, if it gets really cold and windy, it could be almost blizzard-like. If you're going to be traveling over the next few days, you're going to want to keep your weather app on your phone updated and ready to go. Information involving the Brandon General Hospital's Tim Hortons location. The hospital, Tim Hortons, the countdown is on. This is the month, December 2025. The Tim Hortons at the hospital will be reopening, but what day? Spin the wheel. Renovations are nearly complete. We'll be the first to know so that you can get your Biscoff ice cap. You can get your candy cane. White hot chocolate, your Biscoff latte or Boston cream or Biscoff croissant. Treat yourself indeed. At Tim Hortons of Western Manitoba with 10 area locations to serve you in Brandon, Dauphin, Verdon, Mooseman, and Neepawa. Co-ops of Westman, you're at home here with your local Co-ops of Westman as you are getting ready for the holiday season. Co-ops of Westman is your holiday headquarters. From snacks to the big turkey, maybe a ham, maybe some prime rib on sale. You're going to find it all at Co-ops of Westman. And again, because members are the owners, it is a great way to keep money in the community and at the end of the year, see the results of spending your money at a place you own. That's what being part of the co-op is all about. So get a number today. Maybe make this a family thing so you start 2026 with a co-op number. At Heritage, Pamina, Twin Valley, Valley View, Boundary, and Hamiota Co-op. And finally, at the Elkhorn Resort, Clarsil Nordic Spa, beautiful Riding Mountain National Park at Clear Lake. The holiday gift card bonus continues until the end of the month. When you purchase Elkhorn Resort gift cards, you'll receive a bonus gift certificate to use on your next visit. So, for example, buy $150 in gift cards, get a $25 gift certificate. Buy $250 in gift cards, get a $50 gift certificate. So you get a bonus for free while supplies last. ElkhornResort.mb.ca. This all started when a Winnipeg radio station posted that they were apparently looking for employees at a store that doesn't exist. There's been a few new stores open in Winnipeg as of late. And Crumble Cookie, we don't have them in Manitoba yet, but yet Crumble Cookie lists two locations on their website for Winnipeg. This is in a Manitoba job posting site without jobs. I don't know why they do this. Maybe just to create some buzz. I don't know. One location is a Crossroads Station shopping center in Regent, and the other is at the Seasons of Tuxedo. As of Sunday, both stores are not hiring for any positions. Cindy says maybe they're not hiring workers because it's AI. Oh, never thought of that. They would need some people in the back to cook, though, to bake the cookies, I'm thinking. They can be, you just go to TikTok and type in Crumble Cookie, and there is just a host of people saying, I got Crumble Cookie. I got some Crumble. Look at my box. It is so, look at it. It's so Instagram worthy. Oh my God. Look at this. Now, to Air Transat, this is also a big story this morning. If you've got a winter vacation planned, if you've got some Christmas holidays planned, and you booked an Air Transat vacation, this is not good news. The union representing the Air Transat pilots have issued a strike notice, which means that Air Transat is going to start canceling flights starting today.
We're ready. We're engaged. We're at the table, and we want a deal to make sure that our passengers can get to their destination.
The Airline Pilots Association says 99% of the airline's 750 pilots have voted in favor of a strike if necessary.
We're trying to bring compensation up to date, along with our pension, the benefits, and also one of the most important items, job security.
Transat AT Inc., which owns the leisure airline, calls the union's move reckless. Now a 72-hour notice is in effect, meaning the clock is ticking to get a deal done before the pilots can strike as early as December 10th. However, the airline says it has no choice but to start canceling flights beginning Monday, with a complete suspension of flights on Tuesday.
It's bringing, you know, uncertainty as to how people are going to get down south and how they're going to be able to reach loved ones.
The two sides have been negotiating for nearly a year without success. The airline saying it has offered a 59% salary increase over 5 years and major improvements to pilots' working conditions.
It's in line with the gap that we felt that we needed to bridge to be in line with the Canadian market.
But without a bridge at the bargaining table, passengers are caught in the middle.
Right now, there's about 24 aircraft that are in the air, and they're servicing like 60 destinations. So there are people that have booked flights. It is a responsibility for Air Transat to look after these passengers.
You're not going to be out of money if your flight gets canceled. You will get refunded. It may take some time. As you can understand, there's going to be a backlog of refunds if that is the case. But you will be out of a flight, and it may be difficult to find a flight at this time of year, unfortunately.
A potential travel nightmare if both parties can't come to an agreement quickly.
The big days to watch are, well, today, they're going to start canceling flights slowly. And then Wednesday's really the big day. And this is terrible because, you know, people save. They save all year. Sometimes they've saved for more than 1 year to go on a holiday. And then to have that holiday torched because of a labor disruption, that's so unfortunate. Hopefully this does not affect you. But if it does, we're watching it and we'll have an update for you on Wednesday. Okay? Pizzas are changing. One of the most popular foods on the planet. Why is it changing? It has everything to do with the economy. We'll explain coming up. You know where things don't change, and it's for the good? It's Kuiper's Family Bakery. Decades of recipe tradition baked into every bite. It's just like Grandma made it. And that is what has made Dan Brandon's Bakery and so popular. Have you seen the pictures of the Christmas baking at Kuiper's Family Bakery? The trays and trays of goodies? Oh my gosh, the chocolate dipped shortbread, they are the hottest seller this time of year. And that's just the tip of the iceberg. They have got an amazing selection of baked goodies that will make your Christmas merry and bright at Kuiper's Family Bakery, 1411 First Street, just north of the First and Richmond corner beside Tasty's. At Headley's Health Hut, this coming Wednesday's Win Back Wednesday. It's the second Wednesday of the month, and that means an opportunity for you to win back your purchase for free. So if you've been waiting to check out some of the neat new products that they've got, including protein cereal, boxes of cereal that are all protein, like in all your favorite flavors too. They've got gluten-free products, an amazing selection of gluten-free items, and of course vitamins, supplements, and there will be demos, prizes, and more happening Wednesday, Win Back Wednesday at Headley's Health at 1314 Richmond Avenue, just east of Marie GM. And our friends at Skydancer Casino, starting next week, we're going to give you a chance to have some fun with us at CCR. That is the Creedence Clearwater Revisited show happening at the Skydancer Casino on January the 2nd. That's the day after New Year's Day. And the tickets to that show, just $35. It's an awesome way to dance away some of your Christmas eats and have some fun at the same time. And again, that's January 2nd. We're going to give you a chance to win some tickets next week right here on the show. And in the meantime, remember Skydancer for some weekend fun. Of course, ask about Canadian at Par at the Players Club. They'll explain all those details with you. They'll also tell you about the water park, if you wish, or the trampoline park that they've got there as well. You can see it all on the website at TylerGlennShow.com. You can also book your hotel room right through the website, SkyDancerCasino.com. So what's changing about pizza? Have you changed your pizza habits? Smaller pizzas. Pizzas are changing and people are starting to notice.
Ultimate comfort food.
I'm having a relationship with my pizza.
From football games and birthday parties to those relaxing nights in.
A lovely cheese pizza just for me.
But are our pie preferences changing?
Everyone still wants to order pizza. They're just changing the order style.
Lauren Paddleford works for Slice, an online ordering platform for 15,000 independent pizzerias.
In what ways are pizza orders looking different nowadays?
You definitely see a shift in size. You see people ordering smaller pizzas. They're reducing, in some cases, the topping count.
In most of those cases, he says, the shift coming from price-conscious consumers, as the national average for a large cheese pizza has grown to nearly $17, up 22% in the past 5 years. And that's before you add in any toppings.
I definitely notice each topping is usually an extra 50 cents to a dollar. So if I just go with the pepperoni, it's definitely cheaper.
Some pizzerias have felt the pinch. Pizza Hut has been battling sinking sales for over a year. And last month, Papa John said cautious customers have been downsizing to medium pizzas with fewer toppings and sides.
What is going on? Or is this part of that whole Ozempic thing? Are people like, oh, no, I need a smaller pizza because I'm on the fat shot? Oh, man, you know, they still got pizza buffets going on. Oh, that's where you can get some good value. You don't have to compromise with a small pizza. Get to a pizza buffet. They got CC south of the border. They've got Pizza Ranch south of the border. In our town, Pizza Hut has a buffet. They've got a you walk in there and you just, oh, go crazy.
Then a cheese pizza become $23.
Pushing up those prices, in part, the rising cost of some ingredients.
Things like using Italian tomatoes that we use, that's gone and stayed up 25%.
Prompting Joe's Pizza in New York City to tack on an extra 50 cents a slice in recent years. Across the country, Domino's has been rolling in the dough and seeing a surge in sales thanks to recent deals.
Every specialty pizza is just $9.99 when I mix and match?
Yep.
Treat yourself!
While some businesses are catering to wellness trends, including smaller appetites driven in part by wildly popular weight loss drugs.
There it is!
Blaze Pizza telling the New York Times it's exploring a GLP-1 friendly pizza that would embrace protein and a lower calorie count because of a cauliflower crust.
What did I tell you? I called this. I said, you know what? These shots, there's going to be, we're going to see the Happy Meal shrink to like one mini burger. It'll be a slider. Your Happy Meal in 5 years, you can keep this show for reference. Your Happy Meal in 5 years will be a slider and two fries. And people go, God, do you remember when we used to order a hamburger that had like five patties on it and like 10 pounds of fries on the side? We don't do that anymore because we got the shots, 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 shots. Ozempic. Shots, 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 shots. The shots are changing the pizza business. They're going to make an Ozempic friendly pizza. Oh, my God, I've seen it all. Ozempic. Are you even allowed to have pizza on Ozempic? Oh, man.
There are a lot of pizzerias. The ones who embrace technology, embrace marketing, really get into their communities and make great product tend to do a lot better.
Oh, I love them.
Okay, so the most popular pizza toppings in the U.S., no surprise, according to an industry report, pepperoni, sausage, and mushroom.
Yes.
But as for some of the top trending options, how about this? Berries?
No.
No way. Who has had berries? Why would you do that? Why would you? They said people were upset when it was pineapple on pizza. Berries? What kind of berries? And pickles? Nah, cheeseburger pizza, though, I tried that. Somebody said, try it with a cheeseburger pizza. Okay, that's the only time it works. Zumba Bernice says, I'm getting fussier about crust. I'm looking for a good crispy thin. If you say thin crust, please keep it thin. And there's nothing wrong with thick crust. I'm not a crust connoisseur, but I think that if you say it's going to be thin and it's really thick, then that's
That's a bit of a problem. We got some inconsistency.
Derek says you likely can't eat it on Ozempic since you're not hungry. Well, and that's why the pizzas are getting smaller. And all the meals are going to start getting smaller. Everything's going to get smaller. And thus, that's why I think that we're not going to see a big shift in food prices. Because food companies and grocery stores, everything, they still have to maintain their profits. So the prices go up. People will be eating less. Everyone's going to be on the shot. Maybe yours truly. Maybe 2026 is my year. I could have a skinny year. Will 2026 and season 7 of the Tyler Glenn Show see me be skinny? Can I do it? I don't know. I'm scared. Did you see Melissa McCarthy on the weekend? What the hell? She looks amazing. She lost 100 pounds. Quentin says, I wonder if Ozempic is the system's way of dealing with the rising food prices. I think it's in reverse. I honestly do. I think it's in reverse. I think that this, they see this coming. They've been put on notice. People will not be eating as much in 5 years. We were talking about, this was a topic of discussion over the weekend when we were, you know, sitting around having some drinks and stuff. We were saying, you know what? In 5 years, when think about it this way, if everyone can be skinny, regardless of your activity level, and all you need to do is pop a pill. Have we not been waiting for this our entire lives? We joked about it in the 80s and 90s. Oh, if there was only a pill to keep us skinny. It's coming. They've got it. They're testing it. It's been, and it's the same GLP-1 people are injecting themselves now, but they're testing the pill. And I'll tell you, Sunseekers, once that pill hits, there'll be no turning back. Almost everyone will be skinny. Murray Chevrolet Cadillac Buick GMC Certified Service Express. If you're in need of an oil change or you're getting your winter tires done, please see my friends at Murray's, okay? 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. They'll get you in and out in a flash, whether it be an oil change that you need or where they make a donation to Helping Hands, Samaritan House, and the Bear Clan, or you need those tires changed or you need just some quick service. It is Certified Service Express, 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon at Murray's. Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards at and Jacuzzi Hot Tubs in Manitoba, 2500 Park Avenue in Brandon. They deliver these hot tubs 12 months of the year, and that is something important that we're going to tell you about throughout the winter, because as these cold nights, cold days settle in, the bad weather, you think, well, how am I going to enjoy myself? Wouldn't it be nice to spend some time outside? Well, of course it would, in the bubbly, hot confines of your Jacuzzi Hot Tub, delivered right to your backyard in the middle of winter, in the middle of a blizzard. They've done it. They'll do it for you. Check it out, jacuzzimanitoba.ca. Check them out on the web. Better yet, go visit their store, 2500 Park Avenue. Ask about special financing. Ask about the low monthly payments for the price of your cell phone. With Jacuzzi Hot Tubs in Manitoba, Creasy Hot Tub and Billiards, 2500 Park Avenue in Brandon. And our friends at Leon's Furniture Superstore, 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon. Go to leons.ca. Check out the Boxing Week sale flyer. The flyer is easy to find right on the main page. And you can see super specials like sectionals for under $1,000, bed sets under $1,000. You've got a brand new Duchess Medium Queen mattress on for $499. That's half price. Save on major appliances, 50% off store wide. The holiday price guarantee, take 3 years to pay and more. That's only at Leon's at 3635 Victoria Avenue in Brandon, and again at leons.ca. According to the British phonographic industry, in 2022, cassette sales reached their highest level since 2003. Same thing happening in the United States, where cassette sales were up 200%. The number of major artists, including Taylor Swift, Billie Eilish, Lady Gaga, and others, releasing cassette material has helped to propel cassettes back into the vernacular. But they also produced albums. They also recorded albums. And people are buying albums. Many news articles will tell you that there's a cassette revival underway, but is there? Recorded music today is mostly heard through digital channels like Spotify and social media. Meanwhile, cassettes break and jam easily. Choosing a particular song might involve several minutes of fast-forwarding. The audio quality is low. Why resurrect this clunky technology? Analog formats are not prized for their sound, but for the tactility and sense of connection they provide. Translation, young kids are getting wise to the disposability of digital. They're getting wise to the junk of social media and digital. They want to hold something. They want to touch something. They want to do something while they're listening to their favorite song. So that means pulling an album out of the cardboard sleeve and putting it on the turntable. Isn't this fantastic? It's a resurgence in tactile media. How do we do that with movies, though? Because while there's a resurgence in music, music lovers are buying more albums and cassettes than ever before since the heyday of them. And that's encouraging to music lovers. Concert ticket sales are still very strong. People who have they're part of a fandom of a certain artist are more prone to buy albums and cassettes than to download through digital channels. But what about movies? How do we bring the tactile back to movies? You know, the touchy feely. I mean, to me, the smell of popcorn was always the, oh, I'm at the movies. I'm at the movies. Quentin says all his money was spent on cassettes. Sin says what comes to mind is trying to record a song off the radio. Buying blank cassettes. Yes, blank cassettes. But the stupid DJ, Tyler, would keep talking. Hey, this is Hits 101, and I'm just going to keep talking like a radio announcer to wreck your song. Under my voice is the sound of music playing that is just going to piss you off because you'll hear my voice in perpetuity wrecking the song that you always loved on Hits 101. Molly has a great point, too. People are sick of subscriptions, too. Oh, isn't that the truth? Pebbles had Alanis Morissette, Jagged Little Pill. I want you to know. Did you go down on him in a theater? Oh, my God. I played that on the radio for the first time. This was my face in 1994. Did you go down on him in a theater? Oh, we're not playing the edited version. Oh, we're not playing the edited version. Shit. Are you thinking of him when you... That part got edited out. And I'm like, whew. Okay, so that the other part didn't? So then we're going to be... Oh. Then the song ended. That was the new song from Alanis Morissette. She's pretty angry. That was about Dave Coulier from Full House. They were dating and he had to cut it off with her, and she got mad, and that was the best breakup of all time. I bet you when she was going through it, though, she thought, this is crap. My heart was broken. This guy's a jerk. He treated me like garbage. Then she wrote a song that won, like, didn't she win, like, 100 Grammys that year? It's insane. At Eplaw Office, they're going to give you legal assistance if you're buying or selling real estate, if you are looking at planning a will or an estate, or you have a will or an estate that has come your way. Make sure to see our friends at Eplaw Office. They'll be able to help you with that. And the same goes for incorporating. So if you're in need of legal assistance in general, please see our friends at Eplaw Office. They'd love to help you. They've helped so many across southwestern Manitoba. 642 18th Street, Unit A, right across from the RBC. And Westman's number one EV dealership is Murray GM in Brandon. Again, a special thanks to our friends at Murray's for an amazing breakfast this past Friday, with the proceeds going to the Brandon Regional Health Center Foundation. It was probably a record turnout. I'm thinking we're going to get some numbers here in the coming days. But again, if you're in need of a new vehicle, please see my friends at Murray GM, and especially when it comes to EVs. They're still hot selling, even in the cold weather. People are liking the fact they don't have to fill it with gas, and especially if you've got it parked inside, nice toasty garage with it all plugged in, ready to rock and roll each day when you go to work. It is something to behold, and they have got several in stock for you to take a test drive and get all your questions answered. 1500 Richmond Avenue in Brandon. Thank you for sharing part of your morning with us. I do appreciate it. I'll be looking for you at the Beach House Beach Bunker tomorrow. Have a great Monday, guys. Bye-bye for now.
Thanks for listening. For more on the food, fun, places, and mayhem we talked about on today's show, visit TylerGlennShow.com.
With the state of today's economy, it is more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made of the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back into your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.